Always remember, when it comes to your health, common sense is an uncommon commodity.
Hello, everybody. This is Diana Gifford Jones, and I'm joined by my father, Dr. W. Gifford Jones. Hi, Dad. How are you?
Hi, Diana. How are you? Good. Always good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's great to connect with you, too. And I was going to ask you today if you could comment a little bit on all the columns you've written about alcohol over the years. You want to say a word or two about that?
Diana, I have written my fair share of alcohol columns, and basically, I've always thought that alcohol is good medicine. And, once again, when we talk about alcohol being good medicine, you have to say in moderation. I remember one of the columns I read about to Sir William Osler, and he was a very cagey guy, and I look on him as one of the doctors who, over the course of the years, have been both very instrumental in Canada and the United States and England, where he was professor of medicine for years. And Sir William used to say that alcohol is for the elderly what milk is for the young. Maybe a good idea to say that again. Alcohol is for the elderly what milk is for the young. And it's so true, because we know that several studies in the world have shown that people who have moderate drinking, they live longer. And of course, that drives the people who don't drink insane, because it should be the other way around.
When you talk about alcohol in moderation, can you define that a little bit for us?
Well, in moderation would be two drinks a day for men and one alcoholic drink a day for women, or a 6 ounce glass of wine for either party. In other words, that's moderate drinking. And there's no doubt that small amount of alcohol during the course of the day, it helps to dilate the arteries. And of course, if you make arteries more dilated, you're bringing more oxygenated blood to the heart. And that's always a good thing. If you don't have oxygenated blood or enough of it coming to the heart, you're going to get angina. And that's not a good thing. Also, alcohol decreases the amount of blood cholesterol you have. And it also does a couple of important things, which most people don't realize. It decreases the thickness of the blood platelets. Blood platelets are part of the blood coagulation process. And of course, the less sticky your blood platelets are, the less likely they're going to stick together and cause a blood clot. And conversely, if you make them not so sticky, they're not going to adhere to one another, and you're less likely to have a heart attack. The other thing that people are unaware of is that, Diane, if you went out today and we both built a fire, the result of that fire is going to become ashes. And ashes are what we call in medicine free radicals. And free radicals mean that in the process of metabolism, the more ashes you have, the more likely you're going to have free radicals, which are associated with aging and in part possibility of cancer. So there are lots of things that go on when you take a moderate drinking. And as I say, you live longer.
Let me ask you about another interesting aspect of moderate drinking, and that would be something around socialization that takes place when people are having a glass of wine or a beer together. And socialization also can be pretty good for your health, can't it?
Well, there's no doubt that you, when you get together and have a drink, it's relaxing. You know, I've for years and years, not every day, but very frequently, when I get home from the office, tough day, you sit down with your wife, and you have a drink together, and it's a socializing time. Makes everybody feel better, helps you relax before the evening meal. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that, as long as you, once again, moderation.
And is there anything else about alcohol that's sort of good for your health, that's obviously got cardiovascular benefits and stress reduction benefits. What about this pain management part of it?
Well, I wish someone, Diana, could separate the pain benefits of alcohol with the alcoholic benefits that cause drunkenness, because there's no doubt that I've had it due to a neck injury for years and years. At the end of the day, my neck gets sore. And I find that when I have a drink prior to dinner, it doesn't take the pain away, but there's no doubt that it does have some effect. But no one, and there's several studies which have tried to distinguish between the alcoholic pain relief and the alcohol that makes you drunk. It would be a fantastic thing if you could separate that to take a glass of wine or whatever you want, and the pain goes away without the alcoholic problems. But no one has been able to do that, although there have, I say, several studies that have been attempted. What else would you like to ask?
Well, I think that's pretty good. I mean, I think you've got a good conversation there, Dad.
Well, I'll tell you one surprise, Diana.
All right.
When I was practicing medicine in Niagara Falls and then became associated with the Toronto General Hospital, early on in my surgical career, I said to post-operative patients, and you know, the day after surgery is usually not too bad. By the second day, you're getting a little bit more pain, and patients think, I was okay in the first post-operative day. Why am I having more pain in the second? And I would say to those who had an alcoholic drink before dinner, look, if you have your husband or wife bring you in a little alcohol and they sit with you and have that before dinner or lunch, it's going to take some of the pain away and some of the worry that you're going to die from the surgery. And so on the second post-operative day or the third post-operative day, they had that choice. And it was very interesting to see the reaction of nurses. Why are you giving alcohol to patients post-operatively? But they soon found out that it did help them. And so that became the practice of mine, both in Niagara Falls and later on in Toronto. They always had that option. And although it seemed nonsensical to begin with, it makes a lot of sense when you see the beneficial effect it has on patients. So I did that for a lot of years of my life, Diana.
It was Sunnybrook Hospital, wasn't it, Dad, that opened up the pub right in the hospital?
That goes back to another time. I went for a visit to London, England. I was born in a small town called Croydon, about 12 miles outside of London. And I hadn't been back to my old home for quite some time. And so I got in a cab and said, take me to my old home in Croydon. And after we looked at the home, I said to the taxi cab driver, why don't we find a place to have lunch? And it just so happened that at the end of Helder Street, there was a bar and a luncheon area. So we went in there and had a beer and a lunch. And the woman behind the bar is a very friendly sort, you know, the type that you would expect serving in a bar. And when I got back to Canada, I thought, why don't I write a story called The Healthy Barmaid? And I did write a story about it, which was maybe the most fun book I've ever written, because I took the barmaid from London, or from Croydon rather, transferred her to the pub that was serving the professors of medicine at the University of London. And these medical professors, of course, would come into the pub and tell her all kinds of stories that she became a very, very smart barmaid over the years. And so I dedicated the book to Ida the barmaid, and Ida happened to be my secretary in Niagara Falls for 25 years. So she had lots of funny stories to tell. And that was where the Healthy Barmaid was born.
That's great. That's a wonderful book. And I wish we could make that book available on our website. Maybe we'll see if we can do that in a digital form.
Yes, there's an awful, you know, an awful hypocrisy about doctors. At medical meetings, they often cite these 20 world studies that are beneficial to alcohol. But after talking about all the good news about alcohol, they say, oh, we can't tell any of the bad news. But, you know, we don't stop people from driving cars because they drive in, either under this alcohol influence or they drive too quickly. But we don't stop selling cars. And likewise, we don't stop selling alcohol because people become drunk and et cetera. And the social chaos that surrounds alcohol, there's a tendency to not get any of the benefits of alcohol. So there's a bit of hypocrisy there. They really should be saying alcohol in moderation is damn good medicine.
Well, Dad, thanks very much for sharing your thoughts on alcohol. I think a lot of people appreciate your perspective on this one.
Okay, Diana. Always good chatting with you. And anything else you want to talk about?
I'll see you at the 5 o'clock happy hour.
Okay. Okay, Diana. Take care. Have a great day. I'm W. Gifford Jones, and I thank you for listening.